Hello and welcome to the 18th episode of Mobile Podcast. Mobile Podcast gives you exclusive insights into the major public interest issues affecting the mobile telecommunications industry. I'm your host, Simon Clark, and in this edition, we'll speak with Dr. Georg Neubauer, a researcher with the Austrian Institute of Technologies, about mobile phone base station exposure assessment and the feasibility of base station epidemiology studies. Dr. Georg Neubauer received his Master's in Electrical Engineering from the Technical University of Vienna and his PhD from the Technical University of Graz. He has more than 17 years' experience in the field of bioelectromagnetics and has been in charge of more than 40 national and international research projects. Dr. Neubauer is involved in many international projects, including the European Commission's Cost Action on EMF and Health, the Commission's Senhir report, the Bioelectromagnetic Society, and the European Bioelectromagnetics Association. Mobile Podcast is pleased to welcome Dr. Neubauer to the program. I spoke earlier with him by telephone from his office in Austria.
Good morning, Dr. Neubauer, and welcome to our program.
Good morning.
Let's start with your views on base station epidemiology studies. For our listeners who don't know, epidemiology is the study of populations to identify risk factors for disease. You've recommended against conducting base station population studies. Why is this?
Well, the population is exposed not only to base stations, but to various electromagnetic fields arising from different radio frequency sources. And the most prominent sources are, of course, mobile phones and cordless phones, but there are also many other sources. Example given are TV transmitters and radio stations. And taking the contributions from base stations to the overall exposure into account makes no sense to consider base stations alone. We have to consider all relevant contributions to the exposure of the population.
Well, what impact does our exposure to radio and TV signals have on this type of research?
Among many other radio frequency sources, they contribute to the overall exposure. Their contribution varies depending on several factors, and among them the proximity to the transmitters and shadowing effects and or traffic.
So the fundamental issue here is that everyone has already been exposed to radio signals and there's really no one who is not exposed to compare them to.
Yes, you're right. This is one of the challenges when performing studies on the exposure of the population.
Well, there are many important population studies on mobile phone handsets and cancer. Why are these important and not base station population studies?
During the last decade, the exposure arising from mobile phones was the dominant contribution to the overall exposure of the population. Apart from mobile phones, the exposure from cordless phones is also a relevant contribution that needs to be considered. The contribution from other sources was much lower compared to the contribution of mobile phones. But this is very likely that it will be changed in the future. We have to consider that the contributions from many other radio frequency sources to the emerging radio frequency technologies and associated changing exposure patterns.
What do we know from the research that has been done on exposure to base stations about the potential health effects?
Well, there are not too many studies on health effects from base stations. And if you take into account methodological shortcomings, for instance, of the exposure assessment procedures of several of these studies, the relevance has to be considered as limited.
Some people are worried about living or working near a base station. Can you tell us what the typical exposure to a base station is and how this relates to the international safety standards?
The exposure of the population from base stations is very low compared to the limits given international standards and regulations. In the close vicinity of base stations, for instance, at a few centimeters to meters from a station, there is need to set up compliance boundaries, both for workers and the general public in some air cases, the areas.
There are growing numbers of base stations in urban environments. Is our exposure to radio signals also growing, and is this something we should be worried about?
As mentioned before, the exposure situation will change to changes in the communications technologies. In general, one can expect a higher number of transmitters with lower transmission power being applied in closer vicinity to the user's body. It's hard to predict the future exposure patterns. Such developments need to be observed. Therefore, several expert panels, for example, given senior, recommend focusing research activities in such fields.
You have also conducted a lot of research on developing better methods of measuring our everyday exposure to base station signals. How are these measurements made, and what factors can influence the strength of the radio signals?
One of the international activities in this field was the International Eureka Project Buzz Expo. A major recommendation of this project was to use harmonized exposure assessment methodologies, example given harmonized international standards. There are many factors that need to be taken into account, example given multi-path propagation, changes in exposure to varying traffic and also environmental factors. It is therefore imperative to select adequate assessment methodologies and well-suited equipment. Exposure assessment in the radio frequency range is a challenging task and requires a lot of experience. Therefore, one should only rely on well-trained and equipped experts, example given from test houses, research institutions or universities.
Georg, many thanks for your time on the program this morning, and thanks for giving us the benefit of your experience and your insight in these areas.
It was a pleasure for me.
Thank you.
Mobile Podcast would like to thank Dr. Neubauer for taking his time to appear on the program. We'd also like to thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed the 18th episode, produced in November 2009. Mobile Podcast will be available for download regularly at www.mmfai.org/mobilepodcast or www.gsmworld.com/help. Mobile Podcast is made available for download by the Mobile Manufacturers Forum and the GSM Association. The information contained on this podcast is provided for general information purposes only and does not purport to offer legal, health, or any other professional advice. Where reference is made to a company or a specific commercial product or service, howsoever referred, no endorsement or recommendation is implied or intended. The views expressed are those of the speaker alone and do not necessarily represent those of the Mobile Manufacturers Forum or the GSM Association. All guests have volunteered their time to help promote an open discussion of the issues addressed.